Some to heal you. That's why you put it on. Namulet. So here also, why is the behemoth wearing this? Because he's a chaylik, he can't eat. So only a small behemoth can eat, but a big behemoth could eat. There's a little bit more. Amamar, v'lay b'kimeya. An animal came without an amulet. Afa pisha mumcha. Even though it checked out three times when he healed up the behemoth, still it's also. Aiva nan tanan v'lay b'kimeya shayna mumcha. Later the Mishnah says an animal can't go out with a mumcha, with a kimeya that's not mumcha. It wasn't checked out. Ha mumcha shapadami. Mashra was checked out three times and healed up the animal. It's mutz to walk out on Shabbos. And the more hokanami shayna mumcha. We're talking about no, it wasn't checked out. The Bryce says clearly, even though it was checked out, it healed you three times, still the animal came out with it. And the Gemara, Mumcha Liyadim, we're talking about it was a Mumcha which healed up three people, three mentions. It wasn't checked out for a Behemah. Could heal an Adam, it gets worse, it gets more sick. Havadi should be a Mumcha automatically for an Adam for Behemah. And the Gemara 9 in, it's like a shrew. Adam the Yisle Mazlo, a person that has a mazel is Messiah. It starts an Indian of a mazel, Chvez Meshamayim, they help you along, is the mazel. So Melo and Adam get healed up easier. Mashenkin Behemoth, Lesley Mazle Messiah. A Behemoth doesn't have a mazel, he only goes both the push to the Teva. So Melo, this Kameya is not a mumcher for him, it doesn't heal it up. For the Gemara, Yochia Bazoi, Mazel, Chayim, Behemoth, Adam. What do you mean it's stronger, the din of a Behemoth for Adam? They both have the same halachis. As asked, it's a mumcha is muta for both. If it's not a mumcha, it's also for both. And the Gemara, mi sarvata kimeya koi, asanda koi. Are you saying it's going on the kimeya? No, kimeya has the same halacha. If it's a mumcha, it's checked out three times already, both an Adam and Behemoth can walk out with it. That we say it's mumcha means on a sandal. That the ritzu is on the sandal, or sandal. That a sandal for an Adam is allowed to wear shoes, a Behemoth is not allowed to walk out with the shoes on Shabbos. A sandal is also for Behemoth. That's a mumcha of the din. Trashi v'zeh chayim v'zeh tani v'lei v'heima v'sandl shab ragliam. A behima came out with a choose, therefore some of that's the din tzmo chomer. But not for the kameya.
I'm holding daf nun gimel on my base. In the middle of a shiloh, if you're allowed to be matriach yourself for a behima on Shabbos, if it's only a hetim mishum tsar, like we had before, but chamor is cold, you're allowed to put on Shabbos or madas, the blanket, to take away his tsar. Mashenkin, if he has an ukif on him ready, he's not allowed to take it off because there is only a shiloh of tainug, and tainug is a machlokes if it's mutrina. So Torshma, bring your raya to the shiloh. If you're allowed to do matriach yourself even for tainug for an animal on Shabbos, it says, Sochin or mafachtachin liyodim, you're allowed to smear yourself with oil, or else peel off a scab on Shabbos for a person, for an Adam. But if you have a scab on a behemah, you're not allowed to either put oil on it, or else pull it off on Shabbos. My love, the Ika Makkah, we're talking about where it's a real Makkah, where it's a wound, from Mishum Tsar, and to take off the wound, it's going to take away the Tsar from the animal. So you see, even Mishum Tsar, you're not allowed to be a Matriach, you suffer an animal on Shabbos. Mashenkin for an Adam, it's mutter. So the Chlal, we're talking about peeling off a skin here that's not mamas stuck onto the skin of the person. It's not attached. Like if you pull it off then, it'll cause it to bleed. That's also on Shabbos. We're talking about the skin has come out 100% off already. Just want to like clean it off. So for an Adam, it's smoother. But for Behemah, it's also. So this is a kasha according to everybody. You see, even Mishum Tsar, you also can't be matriach for a Behemah on Shabbos. And before we had a Zichah Mut to put a Madat, to put the blanket on top of the Chamor, take away his tsar of tzina. And there it is, loy de goma maka. We're talking about here where the maka is healed up already. Or mishum tainik. The only reason why you would want to take off the scab or put a sicha sachin is mishum tainik. So that we hold, it's also to do tainik on a behemah for Shabbos. So Rash Bavon Zayit Shver Rav. Rav before held its mutter to put a traskel, put his basket around the behemah's neck so it could eat better. It's only mishum tainik. And then we have enough in the price of tanoim that say it's awesome. So Rashi says, you have to say that Rav is a Tanahu Polik. So Rav could think of on these Tanoim here. But I call upon him with the other Mandiyom, it's not Shver Mishum Tsar, that here it's not a Shalav Tsar, but in case where you're taking away Tsar from Behema, then you're allowed to be Matriach yourself for an animal on Shabbos. So Rashi, Mufachtachin Galdei Makia, the scab of a Makia, Mishum Tsar, Efilu Hochel Behema Loi, The kasha bein levav bein leshmul the shavim madas. They both matter put a blanket on the chamor, take away the tzar. And the other same mishum tzar tzos. Let the gomar maka. She nesrapa hamaka. The maka healed up already. V'sicho firchos mishum tainik. What are you doing on the mishum tainik? Ulerav vade kasha. Let rav is a vade shver. Because here it's not mishum tzar. It's also mishum tainik. It's also. That's why she tells her rav tanu polik. Rav kedingzer. He's a tanik kedingzer. Toshma, I'll bring another raya. Behema she'och sadam. A behema that has bloodletting mustom erer Shabbos. Is now on Shabbos, it got the chills, or it's hot. Ema midinoisa b'mayim. Now let her put it into the water, take a cold bath. Beshril she'n steinin. She'll tits tanin. If you want it to cool off, it's also to be matriach yourself for an animal on Shabbos. Mashenkin odom, a person. She'och sadam, if he had bloodletting Friday, is Mamid Noisa Bemaim. He's allowed to take a cold bath on Shabbos. Bishvil Sheet Stoining. Today he should cool off. So we invite the Shvel, have many reasons to Shalom Yishum Tsar, take away the Tsar of the animal, and still it's also on Shabbos. Omar Ulo, here is a new reason why the acid here. Agzeri Mishum Schika Samamonim. Here it's not just time Shalom be Matriach yourself for the animal on Shabbos. How about it's time to put on my dad, put the blanket on the animals on your child of Tirich Lebon and said it's muta, where you're taking away the tzar of the animal. But here it's a child you want to do a refuah for the animal. A refuah is exerium mishum schikna samamonim. Maybe you come to grind real samamonim, real grass like on Shabbos, and that's a nisi deraisa, therefore the Rabbanim made exerium and all refuah you can't do to an animal on Shabbos. That's why it's also here. For the Gemara Yochid, the child of him giving a refuah to an animal, that's why you can't let him take a cold bath. Adam Nami, Adam also should be also. The Gzera Tzchika Samamonim by a person. A person can't take refuah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because the Gzera, maybe you'll do Tzchika Samamonim. And the Gemara, Adam Nira can make him. By an Adam, it doesn't even look like he's taking a refuah now. It just looks like he's taking a cold bath. And that's the cloud. If you take a refuah, but it doesn't look like it's refuah, a mushal, if somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, and he wants to take a hot tea, even though he's only taking a shame refuah, it's mutim. Because it's not nikkur you're doing the shem refuah. Healthy people also take a tea. So it's not nikkur the rabbanon din asa. Here also, a normal person could also take a bath on Shabbos to cool off. So therefore, if you're doing it now, it's not nikkur to refuah, therefore it's mutter. For the Gemara, Yehokri behema nami, even the behema should also be mutter than to let him go down in the bath on Shabbos. I am making a refuah now for him. He just had his bloodletting, and he's all hot. So you want to cool him off. But the Chura Behemah should also have had the Nira Kemeker. It looks like he's just taking a cool bath. It shouldn't be Nira doing Mishum Refuah. Have the Gemara name, Ein Mekel Behemah. By Behemah, it's not a derech for him to take a bath. Therefore, if you give him a bath, it's Zichanik doing Mishum Refuah. That's why he has the Rabbanan Asadim. Shrashi Gzeir Mishum Schika Samonim. The Midi Di Refuah. Something is a question of during Refuah is Gozer Rabbanan. Rabbanan made Gzeir. Di Shoris is Shum Refuah Vimatu. Any type of Refuah. Also, the Mishra is Chika Samonim. They come to be matter who are then to really grind up some money. Who is through the rice and every teichen? That's also to do me the rice, because that's a shalach on teichen on Shabbos. So what's the heter for Nodim? Is nearer can make it. For the more by behema though, he's not nearer can make it. Rashi ain't make it behema. And derech lahoki behema. Hilka kula yalmo yadid the refuah kamechavin. Everybody knows that you put in the animal, take a cold bath now. It's zichem mishum refuah. The yasi people come the mishri to be matter schikas on money. They come to be mati you even to take a cold bath, even to do schikas samonim, even to grind up the medicine on Shabbos, which would be an issa deraisa. For the Gemara lebehema migazrina on bichlal, Rashi migazrina means the mokim seder ki agavna. So we say even though here it's a shalom from seder, like if you're not going to let the behema take its cold bath, maybe you'll die. It's mokim seder. Still, the rabbanim made the exer of the mokim seder. Here's a kasha the atanim learned in a braisa. If you have your behema, went outside, went chus l'tchum. The other meaning is, it went out of your tchum, and the behema went out of its tchum. His behema goes after the bailam. So the behema walked out of the tchum Shabbos. Now you want to bring it back. Now you yourself can't go there, because you're not allowed to go out of chus l'tchum. So you're afraid the behema will get lost. You're allowed to call it, v'ibol come to you. The shayla v'lei gazrinan, and you see it don't make gzera, do mos lasuyeh. Why don't we say, let's be choshish, maybe you go run after the behema. Once we mat you to call him, and he's out of the tchum, if he doesn't come, maybe you go after him. So we see we don't make zeris for behemoths on Shabbos. So Bezoi, why here do we make the Xeris Chikas of Amon? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Rekvegis in the Gilvina Shas, he has the good Kasha. What's Sushtel? The Xeris of Refuah, the Xeris, maybe you do Chikas of Amon, which maybe you come to be over near Seder Isa. So there, the Rabbanu will make it, even by a Behemah. Mahashankin here, but Chuslatchum, the Yisra to walk Chuslatchum was on an Yisra with the Rabbanan. So maybe here the Rabbanan did make the Xeris with the Rabbanan for Behemoth. Mahashankin for another, maybe we do make Xeris. But what's the raya from this case? The case is chikas amamonim. So we expect your bias by kasha. Kopon meant for the Gemara of Yom Ravino going shehoye tchum shelo muvla betoy tchum sheloi. There it says that the animal really didn't go out of the tchum of the bailim. In other words, Agrashi says the behemoth now erev Shabbos you gave over to a roy, you gave it over to the shepherd. The locher is if the behemoth now has a tchum of the shepherd, so the shepherd lives in one place. And the behemah went out of the tchum. So the behemah is out of its tchum. But Shankin, the Bailim, lives closer. So where the behemah is now, that's called Toich Tchum of the Bailim. Now what's the shaila here? So to take the behemah, mamash push him, and make him walk Yudayim, that's also since you're making the behemah go out of its own tchum. But Shankin, just to call it its mutter. But here it doesn't pass any Xer B'chlal, maybe the Bailim will go after it. Because even if the Bailim walks after it, the Bailim is not going out of his tchum. The Bailim is still allowed to walk there because it's in his tchum. It's only out of the behemoth's tchum. Therefore, there's no gzeri here. That's one terms. We have Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok Amar Shchika Samamonim Gufa Tenohi. Is that that you hold that even by behemoth, the Rabbonim made a gzeri not to give a behemoth refu on Shabbos, because the gzeri from Shchika Samamonim, maybe you come to grind up Samamonim, is Gufa Machlokes Tenohim Nechnami Samamata by behemoth. We'll soon see what the svar is. The Tanya, Behema Shachlo Kashinim, a Behema ate a lot of these beans. For lo yiritzeno b'chotzer, even though it has a stomachache now, it's sick. You're not allowed to make it walk fast back and forth in the chotzer. Bishvil shetis rapa. Today you should get healthy, get better. Because that's a refuah, and you're not allowed to do refuah to a Behema on Shabbos. Of a Rabbi Yomater, Rabbi Yishi says, Klotz Mutta. So you see, even though it's a shalaf from Tzchikas Amonim, taking the refuah on Shabbos, the Rabbonim did not make the gzera. And Dorash Rova Halacha Kerabayishia, and Reb Zera and Rova Taka Paskas like that. We hold a Kerabayishia. From the say, there's no Zera to give an animal refuah on Shabbos. And the Hezbollah they say is that for an animal, a person is not bold so much; doesn't get so fatumult. As if a person himself will be matim to take refuah, we're afraid right away he'll do an isidir ice or do shikas on him. By Shankin, to give your own animal a refuah, when that's cheshit, you're so fatumot to say you'll be over Nisa the Raisa. You know, what's mutter to do, I'll do. When it comes to getting to an Issa, that won't be over the Issa, but serve the behemoth. Therefore, it's mutter. So, Drashi, Chutz Tatchum, that's the Shaila here. Drashi Tatnoihi, the Yikad Le Gozer Shah Refuah Otto Sika Samonim. There are some tenoim that do not make the gzera of shchika samonim refuah to a behemah. She'ol chol kashinim harbe ate a lot. The behemah ate a lot of kashinim. Va'yidei achila meruba ochso choyli. It got sick. She'kayirim nistim. Otzricha l'shtalsho. It has to go. Lohoitzi raya meritza. The way you do it is to make it walk fast back and forth. So that the tana kamu it's awesome. But yabai shi'itz muta. Zaita. Zotimar. Omama. Is Zav can't go out on Shabbos with his kiss. Doubt he's wearing it only to see if he saw Zav or not. It's not called a Malbush, it's also. For Lo Yizim Bekisha Bedodim. Who didn't go to can't go out if they have a covering around their others on Shabbos. For the Gemara of Otanya, another price it says, Yoytze is Edom Bekisha Bedodim. No. An A is a goat is allowed to go out with its kiss with a blanket, with a covering around its others, around its Dodahim. And the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Lekasha, the Amar Rav Yehuda gives a teretz, hod the mehedik, hod le mehedik. Where you tie it on tight, so there's no gzera will fall off on Shabbos, we're not afraid you come to carry it down, which is Rabbim, therefore it's muta. Vashenki, when you tie it on loose, even though the emissin is called the tzarech of the behemah, we'll soon see why, so it really should be muta. It's not called the behemah is doing like an issoi tzor, it's not carrying anything on Shabbos, it's called like a malbush. But if it's loose, there's a gzera, maybe you fall off on Shabbos, and the person is chasalei, you know, come to carry it down, that was Rabbim. Therefore, it's also. That's a terrible theory. We have Yosef from Yosef tells back to to Rav Yehuda, Tanoi shekal tam yam tanoi, like you have to look for machlekes tanoim about the shayla, if it's mutter or not, so if it's mutter or not, they have a ferish of machlekes now mishnah alone, the tanan. Ho'izim yoytas tzeruras. The Tanakhama says yes, and that is, you can let him go out, tied up, if you're tied up, with the dayim, his odds, it's mutter if you walk out on Shabbos. Rav Yosi yoytas bekulam. Rav Yosi says no, the dayim can't walk out with anything. Chutz min rechelas hakvunas. Only the rechelas, the sheep, are allowed to put a cover around it to protect its wool, that the wool should stay white. But for any other thing, it's also. So you see, it's a machlekes tanoim. Vayter Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah another sheet. He says like a head, like a soy. Izim yoytas tzeruros liyabish. If you're tying up the cover on the udders of the eis, kadesh, you stop the milk. You tie it very tight. Then it's mutam. Avlon lecholif. But if you're only tying it, that the milk there. So here Rashi learns that you want to like catch the milk that falls out. That's why you're tying it. So you don't tie it too tight. See, so the gzera maybe will fall off and come to carry it. Taisus asks on Rashi's pshat if lecholif here means you want to mamish catch the milk that falls out. That's mamish in nisa hoytzor. Then the behemoth is like has a kiss, has like a pocket there that's capturing the milk. So now when the milk is in the kiss, if the behemoth is walking out, it's called like a masli. So the bialim is over. The yisa shvisas behemtoy. Therefore, Toys learns about it's not collecting the milk, it's only protecting the milk, it shouldn't get dirty, it shouldn't fall all over. So, the Hezbir is lechol, if you don't tie it too tight, therefore the zigzag will fall off, and Shabbos, that's why it's awesome. For your boy, you say, Mazat, come on, another Teretz is, ho, Reb Yehuda. I tell you, these two brises both go like Reb Yehuda, like Al Mishnah. Both go according to Shitas Reb Yehuda. One says it's mutter, one says it's also lekasha. Kan liyovish, kan lecholiv. If you tie on the kiss, around the udders of the behemoth, around the dodim of the behemoth, to stop the milk, that it should dry up, it shouldn't have any more milk. Then the pshat is, you tie it very tight. That's the way you stop the milk. So that's mut, there's no zero fall off on Shabbos. Havakamli cholip. If you only tie it up that the milk should not get dirty, should not drip, you don't tie it too tight. So there's the zero, maybe it'll fall off on Shabbos and come to carry it. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa be'izim based on tuchia. It's a maisa with the goats of based on tuchia. Shari the dayim gasim. The others are very, very big and full of milk. The yosu lehen kitzim. They made pockets like covering for their dodim. Kedesh lo yisu to the dayim. The others should not get scratched from the floor. It used to be so big. The maisa, we pass in this is also. And it's by the same chilek that usually when you tie it up, you don't tie it up too tight. So therefore, the gzera will fall off on Shabbos. Benach nami. Hey, the gather is, any time you tie it on very tight to the others, then it's mutter. There's no gzera will fall off on Shabbos. If you don't tie it too tight, loose, no matter what purpose you're doing it for, even though it had to take a purpose, like a malbush, is a tzarech bria sabahema, still, with choshes, maybe you fall off in the middle of Shabbos, and come to carry dalamis, that's why it's awesome. Trash it, the mehedate, the lekla mechish, do munofel of yoslasuye. If you do it very tight, then there's no gzera will come to fall off. So the tanoim shekal to miyalmo, he barato kulam. Sheinat moiti tanoim shenechlo kubekach. Again, find to him. Think to on this. The tuki hanech tati masnitzin chodu kema vechodu kema. You can't find any else that holds like this. Tanoim masnitzin first machlokes now in minal mishnu. Remei yeshoru rabbi yosi yosef liyabish mahadik shapir. Olin yematzu nami lehevi matzu saragufi the cholim machish. As if you want to dry you up, that's called saragufa the behemah. Like the milk there is hurting the behemoth, so you want it to stop having the milk, you'll tie it on very tight to stop the milk. The cholev, here's a shver Rashi. Rashi says the cholev means heavy masi shetoenes esacholevikis. It's holding the shetoenes esacholevikis. You want it to catch, to hold the milk in the kiss. So that's Tois Kashia. If that's the purpose, here, Vadiv it's also. Okay, how could you be mati here? The mamish like the behemoth is doing this like so, it's carrying the milk. Gossip drashim, kidoilim v'nigrorim halakaitzim, on the satin domain, used to scratch to the day. Right there. Tone Rabbonin, Maisa b'yechud, a Maisa with one person, Shemais Ishto, his wife died, v'nicha ben linik, and he was left over with a young child that had a eunuch and had a wean from Anisha, and he didn't have a wife now. He didn't have any money to pay him a nekes to wean the baby. His own dodim opened up. Kishnei dod isha, like the two breasts of an isha. He himself had milk in his own breast. He was able to nurse his own son. There's two machlokes, two shailas here. Omer Rav Yosef, bo v'roh kama godol adam zeh, how great this person was, he has such big schusim, shenasal anes kazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu made such an ace for him, Mitzray, such a big tzaddik. Omer Rav Yabai Adarav, the Baya Tumfakir, kama gru adam zeh, how bad off this person is, how gru, he's not so choshev. Shenishtana lo esidre breshis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make such a big nace, like to mishan esidre breshis. So Mashor's Mazbe, the Pshat is that he had to have such a big nest like this, he used up Kamat Oyes Chusim. So his Kamat left now with Anis Chusim. Mashenkin, he would have been better off not to have such a big nest, just to have like money to be able to find his kids, so not to lose all his Chusim. But now we lost all his Chusim. Mashor also has to cash the Chur as a cloud and the Chodesh Tachas Hashemis. A Kodesh Berko doesn't create anything new after Bria Shemayim Varat. So the Chur, this is a new Bria that a man should have a breast to nurse. See, once a time you know, the emerson a man does have breast. But a pshat is, it's not there with milk. No, to make the milk come through, it's just missing the poil. But the kelim are there. So it was not called Mishana Maisa Bracious. And that's called the Mishana, you're not making the new Chiddush that wasn't here before. But Avad is called Ishinu, the Maisa Bracious though. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, above Ruah, come and see. Kamakoshim is a nicer shalodim. How hard it is for a person to get mazainis. Shenishtanawal is sidre breshes. Kodesh Baruch Hu made this big nest for him. Omar Rav Nachman, Teida Rayesh de Mescharish Nisav lo Yivri mazaini. Kodesh Baruch Hu made this nest and he didn't make another nest. Stam, he should have a lot of mazainis. Let him stam have a lot of panosa. Elamai is very hard, it's kosher for a person to get his mazainis. So therefore, Hashem made this big nest rather than giving him panosa like. Rashi teida the kosher neschashan isa min hashmei mekamat solus lenefashas adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu saves a lot of people. Avol ivri mezayni v'yendeizer rogel sheivri mezaynas atadikim pebeisam sheim tzuchitim gedelim v'yotzusayim. That's not so shchiya. Kodesh Baruch Hu created in their own eitzvos. They'll have mezaynas. Tana rabbanan. Maisa biyodim mechot shenos isha gedemis. He married an isha that had she lost her arm. The husband wasn't makir there, his wife was missing the arm till she died. Omer Rav, bo v'roa kamba tznu isha zu. Mitchilu Rav gives a shvach to the isha, Omer Revi, that this isha was a tznua that the Baal never saw, she was missing an arm. Shloihike bo baila. Omer loy Rebbe Chiya, zu dark bakach, what's the big chiddush? Avada she herself covers up her arm, she doesn't want it to be seen that she's missing the arm. Elafakert, kamba tznu odem ze hachosh of this person is, the odem is, the husband, Shalahika Bishta, he wasn't marked on his wife, as he never looked at her, never looked underneath the clothing, that's how tznua he was. Right. Sechorim, the Mishnah says, Yoitzim Levuvim. The men, animals, could go out Levuvim. What does Levuvim mean? Omar, my Levuvim. Omar Rafune Tusri. It means you could tie two of them together, and that's like a Shmira, so they won't run away. When two are tied together, it's hard for them to run away. Lord, my mashma, the high levuvin, lishn of the kruve. What's the right levuvin means lishn of coming close together? The pasuk says, libavtini achoisi kala. Like, come close to me, achoisi, my sister, my kala. Ulu amar another pshat. What does levuvin mean? Or, shakoshim lehem kineged libam. We tie skin around the lave of the behemoth. Why? To protect the behemoth, kadei shalay yiplu alayim zeifim. That the wolf should not come, and Yerashi says, usually a wolf comes and bites, eats up the heart. So you put a thick piece of oil around the heart to protect the behemoth. For the Gemara, Zeivim Aschorim Nofin Akevus Anofin, how can the Mishnah Dafya says for Zohar, you have to put it? If you're worried about the wolf will come and start up with an Isha also, with an Akevah. Gemara Mishum Namaz Gibre Shedri. No, about the Schorim go in front of the flock, usually by says the wolves come to the front. For the Gemara, Zeivim Breish Edri Nofin Besaif Edri Lenofin, does the wolf know without going to come and start up with the people in the front, not the people in the back? They can start up at the back also. So why aren't we afraid, even by the Noshim, that maybe the Zev will come and start up with them? So it should be mutter for them to go out also with the or around the lathe. Elo mishum the shamni. The what did the Zchorma fat, and the wolves like was fat ones. For the Moran and Kabus, like Ishmeni, with the Isha, they can't find the fat one. V'su, miyadeh ben hanalahani, does the wolf know the difference between the Zachar and the Kabus? Elo mishum the Zakfi, chut mayhu, umazgi, ki dohu. The pshat is that the Zchorim, the men animals, they walk with their nose sticking up, and they look around. So Rashi says, the maski malchim b'sayf edrin lebarim rashi kidavu mabitin kan v'kan. They look all around the men behemis. Lefikach miskanoim behem. The wolf gets jealous of them. Kisvurim shereitzim malachim behem. The wolf thinks, since you're looking around, you want to set up with me. Therefore, the wolf will go after you. Therefore, for this charim, it's mutter to protect them, to put this or around their leif. Reb Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, or shekoshim lehem tachas zachrusan. It's about the or you tie up the zachrus, the gidim with. Kidei shleyalo al nekevus. They don't want them to make the nekevus pregnant. You don't want now the ladies, the nekevus, to become pregnant. So you tie up the zachrus, the gidim of the male behemoth, so it shouldn't be able to make the ladies pregnant. But the Gemara, Mimai, what's the right? We're talking about stopping this nekevus to become pregnant. Midiktoni Seifa, the Seifa says, for Rechelim, the E, that's the Nkevis, Yoitze Shechoizos. They could go out Shechoizos. That means their tail is tied up. My Shechoizos, Shoichsin Ha'aliyah Shelehem Lamala. We tie up the tail on top. What does that mean? You like uncover their Mokum Nkevis. They Shiyala Aleim Schorim. As you want Badafka now that they should become pregnant, so you want the Schorim to come on top of the Nkevis, so Badafka tie up the tail to uncover the Nkevis. Is they're both talking about the same in Yonam then. Reisha Kadesh Lialo on the Kavis. The Reisha is talking about the Zohar, you tie up his gid, Kadesh, that he should not make the Kavis pregnant. The Seifa, Kadesh Lialo lay in the Chorim. The Seifa says, Pumfakir, we're talking about a case where you're taking the Alya, the tail, and you're tying it upwards, that uncovering the Kavis that the Zohar should go and make her pregnant. What's the right that shechuzois means a lashon of uncovering? Lishtan the gluyahu. That's what we're saying now. You like uncover the nekevus, you tie up the tail. The pasuk says, "Vine isha lekrosai." An isha came in front of him. She's a zayna. She was an uncovered zayna. Who lived through life, and also she had the znus.